One reason the 15th Sister Unit, the second of the 11th, may have been known as a Jinx outfit was Bas-Ray. Each of the three infantry units at Hugh Dew had responsibility not only for their share of the brigade perimeter, but for a fan-shaped area outward into Viet Cong-controlled territory. And Bas-Ray was hot. A patrol going near Bas-Ray had about a 25% chance of getting its ass shot off. Division and brigade intelligence had no explanations, but the grunts had their own theory, that Bas-Ray was the local R&R center for a couple of main force Viet Cong battalions. The area around Bas-Ray looked no different from the rest of the area around Hugh Dew. Tiny village, mostly abandoned. Dry rice paddies, their dikes broken and overgrown with weeds, low rolling hills covered with scrub jungle. What American intelligence had never learned was that it was possible for a VC unit to move outside the Saigon Circle, all the way north into the liberated zone of the Octopus, using, for cover, the linked passages of jungle that made up Song Nam Province. On this second week of October, such a unit was on the move. Lead elements of the Phu Loi Battalion, an elite mainline Viet Cong unit, were moving north with orders to link up with the 302nd North Vietnamese Army Division that had successfully crossed the border and was heading south. Four clicks southeast of Bas-Ray, the jungle opened into a large clearing, about 300 meters across and almost a full kilometer long. 5 years ago, the clearing had been a rice paddy, but now, the crisscrossing paddy dikes had broken down, barely showing above the low weeds clotting the sun-baked ground. On the western side of the field, there were the ruins of three or four long-abandoned mud and straw huts. One patrol of American infantrymen from the Deuce of the 11th was sweeping the area on a routine patrol. Sergeant Ed Himes, platoon sergeant of the unit, held one hand up, palm forward, and knelt. Then he moved forward and stopped beside his point man. "Anything?" The rifleman shook his head no. The sergeant moved back into the brush and stood. "Machine gun up. Second squad, take point." This whisper ran back down the 30-man patrol. There was a loud rustling of brush. Himes took a very deep breath. His radio man was grinning at him. The man covered as the lieutenant came into view. "Anything out there?"
"No, sir. Never is, sir."
"Why aren't we moving, then?"
"I want to put an M60 up before we go around the clearing, sir," the sergeant explained patiently.
Lieutenant Winters, he reflected, required a great deal of patience. "Jesus Christ! No wonder we never have any contact. Why the hell don't we just go across it?"
"Because, sir, in Vietnam, you take the easy way, you get your ass shot off. You always move slow."
"Look, Sergeant, you ever wonder why we take the casualties we do? We move too damn slow."
"God damn it, Lieutenant. You start patrolling like it's a fucking track meet, and you'll run right in the middle of a killing zone."
"Sure," Winters agreed. "That's if they're already set up. But I assume we're bright enough not to walk into an ambush. On the other hand, if we move fast, when there isn't any ambush, we don't give them time to set up some kind of surprise. Anyway, if there's a Victor Charlie over there, are we going to worry about one clown with a carbine?"
"I still think we ought to go around," Himes said.
"Thank you for your suggestion, Sergeant. I'll be with the first squad. You tail gunner for me. Now, move 'em out."
"Yes, sir."